Hands up if it's A, if you would like it if somebody says you run as fast as Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, that would be good, actually. Hands up for B, your Minecraft world is amazing. Someone at the back. C, what a great outfit you're wearing today. Yeah, that is a nice, really nice outfit, Julia. Or D, you are an inspiration to others. Okay, interesting. Unanimous there. Next one, which of the following gifts would you like most? An Xbox, roller skates, new car, or none? Not really into gifts. Talk to the person next to you. Okay, hands up for Xbox. Hands up for roller skates. Hands up for a new car. I think I'll... Hands up for none, not really into gifts. So a few people just not really into gifts. Okay, next one. Which of the following would you like to spend quality time with? A friend, a famous sports person, a family member, or a box set? Talk to the person next to you. Okay, hands up for a friend. Hands up for a famous sports person. About the same. Hands up for a family member. And there's no shame here. Hands up for a box set. Yeah. Which of these do you prefer? Hugs, kind words, help, or gifts? Talk to the person next to you. Hands up for hugs. Someone give these guys a hug. Come on, if you're next to them, give them a... No, don't have to. B, kind words. Hands up for kind words. C, help. Quite a few. D, gifts. So kind of about the same, actually, on the last three. Last one. How are you most likely to show someone you appreciate them? A, giving a gift. B, arranging for quality time together. C, offering help. Or D, saying something kind. Talk to the person next to you. Okay, hands up if you would give a gift to show you appreciate someone. Hands up if you would arrange for some quality time together. About the same. Hands up if you would offer help. About the same. And D, saying something kind. So pretty equal spread, actually, among those four options. And all of those questions had to do with how we might show love to people, like giving gifts, saying kind words, offering time. And St. John writes, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." And the word for love there is agape. And that's the love that will go to great personal expense for someone else's benefit. This week I heard of a member of the church who've been going into a building in central Salisbury. It's a charity where there's lots of bedrooms, and it's a place where homeless people can go and stay for a while. And these are people, they've normally had very difficult lives. They've lived on the streets. They've got nowhere else to go. So they go and stay in this facility in central Salisbury. And this person in the church, they've been going in to chat, to help. I would say that's agape love. It's loving, not to get something back with a hook, but just focused on benefiting the other person. And that's the kind of love God showed us in Jesus. At the cross, Jesus loved us, not because of something that he could get, just because he cares about us. And John writes, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And we're talking about 360-degree love this morning. And actually love, even love between us as the family of God, it actually starts with God's love and the love shown to us through God's Son, Jesus. Now, for John, a really important change happened because Christ came. He said that all who believed in Christ, God gave them the privilege or the right to become the children of God. That's a rich love for individuals. It's a love for children. It's a love for mums. It's for dads. It's for people from England, for people from Nigeria, from India, from Ukraine, from South America. And let us love one another means let's love people even though they're different to us, even though we might not have a natural connection or affinity with them. Let's love people because Christ loves them. And humanity is made up of lots of different types of people. A few years ago, a pastor called Gary Chapman was interviewing, or counseling really, married couples with their problems. And lots of these married couples were sitting down in his study, got this problem, got that problem. And he started to notice, after a while, that there are different ways that people tend to appreciate feeling loved. And he wrote a book about it. It's called The Five Love Languages. These are five kind of rough categories for how different people will experience love. So there's words of affirmation. Words of affirmation are great for everyone, I think, aren't they? A few weeks ago in our life group, we just had one person in the group. Everybody named something that they liked and appreciated about that person. We went round and we just all said it. And then we changed the person. We went round. We all said what we liked and appreciated. By the end, we thought, wow, we all really like each other, don't we? This is so good. It's good to remind each other of the things we do like about each other. Funerals are good for that. That people bring out all their fond memories and they were, oh, it's good this, good about them. Only problem is the person's not there to hear it, are they, at a funeral? Let's not wait to funerals until we tell people what we enjoy about them, what we love about them. But for some people, a word of affirmation, you did a great job. I love your new nose ring. Whatever it is, that might be especially meaningful to some people. And then there's acts of service. And that's where we come alongside someone and give our time just for them, to serve them. Perhaps a teacher taking that extra bit of time with a pupil so they can understand what's going on. And for some, an act of service is especially meaningful. It's how that the love is going to be transmitted to their heart. For others, it's receiving gifts. Not everyone in here, in fact, a fifth maybe of people put their hands up for I like receiving gifts. It's just not everyone's preferred way of being loved. But for some people, it's the key. Quality time. In our day, we have so much stuff, don't we? Good stuff. There's plenty of medication in the hospital. There's things, there's food, there's places to go. More material things. But the downside in our culture is that people don't have as much time to enjoy life with each other. There's a phrase, money rich, time poor. In general, people have less time just to have quality time together. And for some people, quality time is their love language. And then the last one is physical touch, hugs, or being tactile, touching people in conversation, say. Others love that. For others, they're not fussed. For others, it makes them squeam. And there's nothing wrong with that. People are unique. And people respond to different ways of being shown appreciation. So the book is a helpful window into the kind of differences that we have about how we might appreciate love. But the book says we tend to show love to others in the way that we like being shown love. So if I like receiving gifts, I might always get my wife a gift to show that I love her, but it might not be what she likes. She might like time or something. So it's kind of worth thinking about this. And is there an emphasis for us? And it can be helpful to communicate that to each other. So a wife might say, darling, I didn't massively appreciate the four-pack of Stella Artois and the Manchester United calendar you bought me for my birthday. Those gifts meant nothing. But how about we go for dinner together? Have some quality time, because quality time is my love language. We can notice the things that make others feel valued. We can talk about them. And so this is quite a helpful framework for considering how best to love other people. You might be different from ourselves. And John writes, let us love one another. Well, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your great love for each one of us. We thank you for nature, for sunshine, for the blessings you've brought into our life, and for your presence, Lord, that you go before us, that you are mindful of us. And let's have a moment of stillness now, just to say thank you to God for one of his gifts. And we know in some places, love and care are in short supply. And Sudan is an example of one of those places. There are millions of refugees. But Lord, we thank you for all of the people who are in that country looking to serve you, looking to show your love. Lord, would you bless that country and your people in that country? May there be fruit to what they're doing. Would you bless them with resources, with openings, and may the love of God be manifest in that nation. And Lord, we can talk about love like it's a great kind of ideal, but we know that it can be challenging to love and care for each other. So help us to notice the differences in each other. Now, why don't you think of someone who you care about and think of one way you could show love for them this week? Who did you think of when I said, who could you show some love to this week? Maybe of any of the children? Or how could you show love to someone this week? Any thoughts? Or anyone at all? How could we show love? Something practical maybe this week. Take your lovely wife for a coffee. Yeah. That's a nice one. Yeah. Anyone else? Flowers. For your wife. Yeah. Husbands love your wives, says the Bible. Yes, Maggie. Yeah, text someone who's entering a new phase of life. Sometimes just something as simple as a text, which takes seconds, just let them know you're thinking of them, wishing them well. Yeah. Cooking someone a nice romantic meal. Listening to that one, love, or maybe that should be me. Anyone else? Clean the bathroom. Okay, yeah. Good, bit of a challenging one there. Anyone else? No, good. So there's lots of practical things, aren't there, that we can do to show our love for each other. And the words of the Lord's Prayer are going to come up on the screen now. Let's say this together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.